A big hello to all my dear listeners. So today I want to talk about something that has been bothering us more frequently than anything else. And that is self-doubt. Sometimes when circumstances are tough, when life is pushing you down a bit, the first thing that crosses your mind is the feeling of helplessness, hopelessness, and worthlessness. Self-doubt is the first thing that, you know, happens to stop us from doing what we really wanted to do. It takes the energy out of us and drains all the desires that we ever had. And, you know, these days, when we're all facing the pandemic situation, there are difficult times at home, at workplace, which often give you a feeling of self-doubt. So today I really want to talk about this. I want to talk about quite the contrary. I want to talk about faith. I want to talk about the faith that you should have in yourself and a higher power. You know, what you think about yourself is more important than what others think of you. Your parents, your family, your siblings, your relatives may have thought of a life for you, but that can't define you. It can't define what you would do in your life. You need to be in sync with your inner voice. You need the power of your soul to create miracles. You have to value the gift that has been given to you by the divine power. You have been given this immense potential that no one can take away from you. You need to believe in yourself and find this power so that you nourish thoughts that will help you excel. Whenever you get this feeling of hopelessness or worthlessness, or when you feel like quitting, you need to realize something big, bigger than you, has created you and has created you with a purpose and is always taking care of what surrounds you. There will be times when you are knocked down by life. But this belief that there is no one other like you has to be always kept in the mind. You are unique, you're authentic, and what you have to offer to this world is a gift no one else can. You have this immense, immense potential which you need to keep telling yourself to keep bouncing back and bounce back even higher. So, you know, it's not about how hard you fall. It's all about how high you bounce back. Your thoughts will lead the way for you. You know, you have to remember that you are not just a human being. You are living a spiritual life. You are connected to your spirit. Talk with it. Talk with it about how unique you as a creation are, and you cannot let it down by thinking about all the negative things happening around you. Feed it with thoughts that give you purpose. And you know, the biggest thing that I would say that you should talk about to yourself when this feeling of helplessness or worthlessness comes in is ask yourself about who am I? And why am I here? Why am I doing what I am doing? This will remind you of the journey that you are taking. When you feel things are happening to you, I would say, think that actually they are happening for you. Whatever is happening to mature you in a direction that you, your soul, always wanted to go. A journey that is going to, you know, convert you into a better person, into someone that you should actually be. So, you know, don't just live your life. Rather, be in the driver's seat of your life. Don't let life take you wherever it wants to. Go where you want to go. Don't let life drive you. Think about what you want in your life. And you know, believe me, it's not really about being famous. You don't really want to be famous. You know, whatever job or occupation you are doing, take it as a service, and you need to make it significant. And how do you make it significant is what makes you as your brand. You are the brand. Always do the right thing. Be excellent in whatever you are doing and you will be noticed. You know, no matter what the circumstances are, talk to your soul and do the right thing. The excellent thing, that's the brand you have, being excellent. And you will stand out and people will remember you. Believe me, even if they don't know that you are doing the right thing, but when your brand is excellence, they will remember you. And that's what we all want. We want to be remembered for the significance we are bringing in to the world. And you know, the great thing about doing the right thing is that it will bring the right thing for you. Because you know, that's the law of physics. To every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. So from now on, you have to understand that your thoughts make you. They make you who you are. So feed yourself with positive values, right values and virtues, and your journey will be memorable. Keep the faith alive that you are unique, a unique creation by a higher power. And believe that no matter what, you are being taken care of. So you always do the right thing and make excellence your brand. I hope my message makes some difference in your daily life and helps you to come out of that self-doubt that you often have. Lots of love from Dr. Deepa.